Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library, and a happy 4th of July to you, Cindy.
Happy 4th to you, too, and all our listeners.
Yeah, huh? It's one of my favorite holidays, actually.
Well, I love red, white, and blue.
There you go.
How could you not? How could you not love red, white, and blue?
That's right. And I like grilling. I always make it a habit to grill right before the fireworks tonight, so.
I just like eating all of the delicious picnic orientated food, you know. We kind of had our celebration on Sunday at Gary's brother's place, and so now I'm in a food coma.
There you go. Yeah, that happens.
What can I say?
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Well, tell us what's happening at the library.
Well, you know, we've already started the month of July, so we've got all sorts of fun and exciting things coming up. On the 1st of July, we released our July Take and Make for adults. It's all about the 4th of July, so you'll have to stop on down until the supplies run out. We're making these really cute flags that are made out of... what did they call again? Oh, my goodness. They're made out of clothespins.
Hmm.
Yeah, clothespins, okay. A skewer, and a little paint, and a hot glue gun. I can make almost anything out of that, Paul.
You can just do about anything, Cindy.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, just a few supplies.
Yep.
Anyway, and so we've got our Take and Make. For adults that was released on Saturday. And then, of course, you know, we're closed here on the 4th of July, but we'll reopen tomorrow on the 5th. So if you still are interested, you can stop on down for that. We also have some super exciting news. You know, for years and years, the United Way of West Central Minnesota, for some reason, we were in the no man's land. And so I think it was us and Holloway, you know, just a few areas in Swift County. And so finally they've reorganized and extended their map. And now Appleton and pretty much most of Swift County, and I know, you know, there's other counties that are in it too, but I'm not sure what region that you're in. If you're listening and you're from another county, but go to the imaginationlibrary.com website, and then you'll find out whether or not you would qualify, because that's the exciting thing, is there's so many programs that you can be involved in. But for years I've had, you know, people say, could we be in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, where kids get mailed a free book every single month? And I mean, who doesn't like putting a book in a child's hand?
There you go.
I love doing that. I love doing that every single day.
Oh.
And so this is a way for you to register your birth to age 5 child for this wonderful free program. And so, like I said, go to imaginationlibrary.com and then put in your zip code to see if you qualify, or area in a region that qualifies for that program. Plus, there's so much more. We're going to be doing a school supply fundraiser, or school supplier drop-off spot now during the month of July, partnering with United Way, and all those supplies will go to kids in our school. So you can stop on down and put some stuff in our bin, and we'll be giving it to the kids that need it. You know, there's just lots of really cool things that we're going to be able to do, and I'm looking forward to this new partnership.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting, super exciting. Also coming up, you know, that we won't be having preschool tonight, so keep that in mind because of the 4th of July. But on the 5th, we are showing a movie, the Super Mario Brothers movie, here at the Appleton Public Library for our Wednesday summer reading program. And then another exciting thing that we have to tell you is during the month of July, every Monday, starting the 10th, we will have Steve Stairroot here to help with, you know, your questions on your iPad, your cell phone, your laptop, how to set up a Facebook account, your email, as well as adult basic ed and ESL questions and things. So just stop on down anytime, any Monday, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st from 2 to 5 p.m., or just give us a call and let us know you're coming so we can let Steve know that, too. So that's another wonderful opportunity that we have here during the month of July. Plus, something is always going on for kids every Wednesday, and we have our book club, our adult take and make, and hopefully sometime we're moving.
Yeah.
We're still not really sure yet when that's happening.
Okay.
But we will be moving eventually.
Yeah, it'll happen. It'll happen.
It will happen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, should we move into what our people are reading, or?
Sure. I can talk a little bit about what people are reading. New books in fiction. We've got Zero Days by Ruth Ware. It's a security system tester must elude the police to find the person who killed her partner in marriage and in crime. Also new by Riley Sager is The Only One Left. In 1983, a mute woman confined to a wheelchair types out her side of the story about a family massacre to her home health aide. Anyway, and now remember, that's fiction. They are not true stories. Now, the nonfiction new things, which are true stories, is Paul McCartney has written a book. Actually, it's a collection of photographs. It's called 1964. So it's a collection of photographs taken with a 35-millimeter camera during the rise of the Beatles from the end of 1963 through early 1964. I suspect that.
I would want that book.
I know. I think that'll be just flying off the shelves.
Yep.
Yeah, and then 61, sorry, just said 1964, and now I'm going to 61, yes, that's the title, by Chris Paul and Michael Wilbon. It's the NBA player details the death of his grandfather, who started and operated the first black-owned service station in North Carolina. So, yeah, that'd be interesting, too, and any kind of NBA player usually is pretty popular. And then What an Owl Knows by Jennifer Ackerman. It's the author of The Genius Birds, explores new scientific discoveries about the brain and behavior of owls.
Hmm.
Kind of an interesting bird.
Yeah.
What an owl is.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of exciting things and lots of new books and everything are always popping up here at the Appleton Public Library. And if you're looking for a book recommendation or you just want to browse our books because we have cool air conditioning.
There you go.
Yeah, stop on down and join us.
Okay.
And check out our collection because we usually have lots of opinions on different books that we love to recommend. Also, our new Book Pages magazine for July just was released, and we have several copies of it. That is a free publication of a free magazine that we offer to you anyway, and it is a magazine on books, all sorts of upcoming or books that are out and themed books. It's a very popular magazine here at the Appleton Public Library.
Mm-hmm. All right, real good, Cindy. So where are you located at, and how can people get a hold of you?
Well, we are still located in the Appleton Civic Center, and people can get a hold of us by giving us a call at 320-289-1681. You can stop in and visit with us, friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings, check out our website, and of course, we have tons of digital content. By downloading the Libby app, it just opens up the world and gives you a library 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Okay. All right, real good, Cindy. Well, you enjoy the rest of your holiday here today.
You too, Paul.
All right, thanks. Talk to you next time. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.